Picture a wide body sitting on a stand at dawn. Fueled, catered, crew briefed, passengers ticketed, and it goes nowhere. Not because of weather. Not because of a mechanical squawk the crew found on the walk around. Because the part it needs is in a warehouse on another continent, and the engine it belongs to is one of a few thousand just like it, all waiting in line. That situation has a name in this business. Aircraft on ground. And this week, one of the biggest engine makers in the world says it has largely solved it. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, where we take the headlines coming across the wire and tell you what they actually mean. Today, we're talking about Rolls-Royce, engine maintenance, and a phrase that carries more weight than the acronym suggests. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Here's what you need to know. Rolls-Royce, the British engine manufacturer, told Aerotime this week that it has effectively eliminated aircraft on-ground delays across its civil aerospace business. That's the division that builds and supports the big turbofans hanging under wide-body jets. The Trent family. The engines on a lot of the Airbus A350, the Boeing 787, and others in that class. The company says it got there by ramping up its engine maintenance capacity. More shop visits handled. More spare engines in the pool. Faster turnaround when an engine comes off wing for overhaul. Now let's define the term, because if you fly light airplanes, you may have never heard it used this way. Aircraft on ground, AOG, is exactly what it sounds like. It's the status an airplane gets when it cannot fly and needs a part or a repair before it can. In the airline world, AOG is a five-alarm fire. Every hour that jet sits is an hour it isn't earning, and it's a cascade of canceled flights, rebooked passengers, and crews timing out in the wrong city. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though, and I want to be careful here, because this is a company describing its own performance. That's not the same as an independent audit, so take the phrase effectively eliminated as Rolls-Royce's characterization, not a certified statistic. When a manufacturer grades its own homework, we report it as exactly that. But there's real context behind why this is news at all. Go back a few years. The Trent 1000, the engine on many 787s, had a well-documented durability problem. Turbine blades and other hot section components were wearing out faster than expected. That forced airlines to pull engines off-wing early over and over for inspections and repairs. And here's the part that turned a technical issue into a business crisis. There weren't enough spare engines, and there wasn't enough shop capacity to keep up. So, some carriers had multiple 787s parked at once, wings bare waiting for engines that were stuck in a maintenance queue hundreds deep. That's the backdrop. When Rolls-Royce now says it has cleared AOG delays, what it's really saying is that it believes it has finally dug out from under that hole. Why does that matter to you, sitting in a hangar or a ready room listening to this? Let's take it in layers, because this affects different people differently. If you fly for an airline, or you're working toward that seat, this is your world directly. Fleet availability drives the schedule, and the schedule drives your line. When engines come off wing unpredictably and stay off for months, the airline flies fewer frames, defers growth, and sometimes freezes hiring. A manufacturer getting its maintenance pipeline healthy again is quietly one of the inputs to whether that next class gets called. It's not the whole picture, but it's in the picture. If you're a passenger, and all of us are at some point, engine availability is one of the invisible reasons a flight gets canceled with a vague maintenance message on the app. When the spare engine pool is deep and the shops are fast, an engine issue on one airframe doesn't ground the airplane for weeks. They swap it and move on. That's the difference between a delay and a cancellation. And if you fly general aviation, here's why you should still care. This is a case study in something that touches every one of us. The difference between a design problem and a support problem. Think about it. The Trent 1000's original trouble was engineering, metallurgy, durability, hot section life. But the crisis that followed, the parked airplanes and the furious airlines, that was a logistics and support failure. Not enough spares, not enough shop capacity, not enough throughput to absorb the surge. You live the small airplane version of this every time you need a part. Ask anyone who's tried to source a cylinder, a magneto, or an avionics box in the last couple of years. The engine or the radio might be a fine design, but if the part is on back order for 4 months, your airplane is AOG just the same. Different scale, exact same problem. The machine works, the supply chain doesn't. So when a company the size of Rolls-Royce says it has fixed the throughput side, it's worth noting how they say they did it. Not by redesigning the engine overnight. By building capacity, more maintenance slots, more spare engines staged and ready, faster turnaround in the shops. That's the unglamorous work of aviation. Nobody puts a spare parts warehouse on a poster, but it's the difference between an airplane that flies and an airplane that sits. What should you actually do with this information? Honestly, if you're a GA pilot, there's no action item here. Nothing changes on your next flight. File this one under industry awareness. But it's a useful lens. The next time your maintenance shop tells you they're waiting on a part, you'll recognize the shape of it. AOG isn't just an airline word. It's the whole industry's word for the airplane is fine. We just can't get what it needs. One more note of caution before we close this out. Effectively eliminated is a strong phrase, and the real test is durability. Anyone can clear a backlog in a good quarter. The question is whether the spare pool stays deep and the shops stay fast when the next surge hits, or when the next durability issue surfaces on some component nobody's worried about today. Sustained is the word that matters. We'll watch whether the performance holds and we'll tell you if it doesn't. For now, the takeaway is straightforward. One of the world's major engine makers says the parked airplane era of the Trent is behind it. That's good news for airline reliability, good news for the crews and passengers who depend on it, and a clean reminder that in aviation, keeping the fleet flying is just as hard as designing it in the first place. That reporting came from AeroTime, and the backstory on the Trent durability troubles is well documented across the trade press if you want to go deeper. You'll find us at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. The airplane is only as good as the system that keeps it ready. Keep that in mind, and I'll see you at the next hour.